Oh, when I was about 5 years old, I saw my first fireworks show, and somebody asked me what I thought of it, and I said, someday I'm going to be a fireworks man. And they laughed at me. And I spent the next 60 years trying to live up to that remark. I learned at a very early age, and I've never looked back. Each one of these rows is a section that's tied to the firing system. And you saw the boxes over on the other side, and there's 50 cues in a box.
Let's see if we can get this one up.
This is, for instance, a 6-inch shell. It's a purple cluster of stars. That shell leaves the mortar at about between 500 and 550 feet per second, which is pretty fast. Or for something that big, it weighs about 3 pounds. This is a ballet. This is the Blue Ballet is the name of it. And it will look like a ballet when you see it going off because it paints a picture back and forth. It wipes back and forth across the sky. That's the tremendous peacock dancing, and you will recognize it when you see it. Most of our product comes from China for a competitive reason. I spent 2 weeks in China at our factories just here a month and a half ago, and when we first started doing business with China, it was really cool. I mean, trying to figure out, you know, you'd get grapes in the vineyard, you know, which was purple and green. You'd get spring rain over the garden, which was little strobes with some color underneath. And the one that always mystified us was monkeys violate the heavenly palace. And we all had to kind of laugh about that because it was a shell that just kind of went all over the sky. But they had those romantic old names to them. And we literally choreographed the show. Sometimes we tease people a little bit. You know, we maybe get a little bit of doll and then hit them with a salute. You know, the object is to not be predictable, be unpredictable, keep them guessing. What's going to happen next?